Hey there, awesome people. Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood procrastination slayer and productivity enthusiast. You know that feeling when you're swamped with tasks, but somehow Netflix seems more appealing than tackling that to-do list. Yeah, we've all been there. And trust me, I get it. But today, we're diving deep into the world of productivity myths, those sneaky little fibs we tell ourselves that hold us back from crushing our goals. We're going to separate fact from fiction and equip you with the real deal on how to maximize your efficiency and make things happen. Because let's be honest, who wants to spend their precious time stuck in a loop of self-defeating beliefs? So buckle up because we're about to debunk some major productivity myths that might be sabotaging your success. Myth number one, multitasking is the key to efficiency. Ever felt like you're juggling a million things at once, only to end up feeling overwhelmed and accomplishing very little? That's multitasking for you, a productivity nightmare disguised as a time-saving hero. Research shows that our brains simply aren't wired for true multitasking. When we try to do too many things at once, our focus suffers, errors increase, and our overall output plummets. The truth is, single-tasking, focusing on one task at a time, is the real champion of productivity. Myth number two, you need to work long hours to be successful. Think about it, are you truly productive for 8, 10, 12 hours straight? Or does your energy dip and your focus wane after a while? That's because our brains have natural rhythms, peaks and valleys of energy and concentration. Instead of forcing ourselves to grind away for endless hours, let's work smarter, not harder. Prioritize tasks, take strategic breaks, and listen to your body's signals. You'll be amazed at how much more you can accomplish in a focused burst of effort than through sheer willpower alone. Myth number three, I'll do it later, is a perfectly acceptable strategy. Ah, the notorious procrastination pitfall. But let me tell you, later, rarely comes when we expect it to. Procrastination isn't just about laziness. It often stems from fear, perfectionism, or feeling overwhelmed. Instead of letting those feelings control you, break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Set realistic deadlines and celebrate your progress along the way. Remember, even small steps forward add up to significant achievements over time. Myth number four, you need a fancy office setup to be productive. Think about Elon Musk. He's revolutionizing space travel from his unconventional workspace. Productivity isn't about having a Pinterest-worthy desk. It's about creating an environment that works for you. Find what helps you focus, whether it's a quiet corner at home, a bustling coffee shop, or even your favorite park bench. Myth number five, you need to be on all the time. Remember that feeling of burnout? That constant pressure to be productive can actually backfire. We're human beings, not robots. Make sure you prioritize rest, relaxation, and activities that bring you joy. When you recharge your batteries, you'll return to work with renewed energy and focus. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine named Sarah. Sarah was convinced she needed to work late every night to be successful. She'd spend hours at her desk, barely taking breaks, and always feeling drained. One day, I suggested she try taking a walk during her lunch break, just for 15 minutes. She laughed and said, "I don't have time." But Sarah finally gave it a shot. To her surprise, those 15 minutes of fresh air and sunshine actually made her feel more energized and focused when she returned to work. She started incorporating short breaks into her day, and her productivity skyrocketed. So remember, friends, productivity isn't about being constantly busy, it's about working smarter, not harder. It's about aligning your habits with your goals and creating a system that supports your well-being. Here's the bottom line. Ditch those outdated productivity myths, embrace these new strategies, and watch your success soar. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Which of these myths have you struggled with in the past? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Killer, so you never miss an episode packed with actionable tips and insights to help you conquer procrastination and achieve your goals. See you next time, awesome people.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.